Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. It's 2007 and the music industry's yet to finally wake up from their holiday slumber, but at least things are looking better than the last few weeks. For the next few minutes, we'll run down some of 2007's initial releases, recommending albums, singles, and a few oddities. And here we go. We'll get started with Ron Sexsmith. This Canadian troubadour is an anomaly. I know plenty of folks that are evangelical about Ron Sexsmith records. It's just that none of them are guys. Women love Ron Sexsmith. And musicians, they also love Ron Sexsmith. Rod Stewart, Feist, Katie Lang, Nick Lowe, they've all covered his tunes, while Paul McCartney, Elton John, Elvis Costello, Bono, Radiohead, and Chris Martin have all sung Ron Sexsmith's praises. And yet, in America, it's as if the guy's records hardly come out at all. His eighth record, Time Being, came out in May in Canada, and just this week here. Produced by Uber producer Mitchell Froom, there's plenty of Sexsmith hallmarks here. Smart storytelling, beautifully understated vocals, and an amazing sense of melody. Clearly, he likes McCartney, Costello, and Coldplay as much as they like him. And while a lot of the record sounds a little like easy listening, it's easy listening, all right. These are songs that stick in your head, and whether you deconstruct every line for meaning or just put it in as background music, there's plenty here to like. Try this one, Jazz at the Bookstore, a slinky little tune about just what the title suggests, plus what Ron Sexsmith calls coffees we can't pronounce.
Have I really come for this? A cup of caffeine and this. So we browse around all over the town, sipping coffees that we can't pronounce. Meanwhile, in the blue cemetery, all the coffins commence to bounce.
That's Toronto's Ron Sexsmith from his new record, Time Being. This is probably a record better bought in full than piecemeal, but if you want to sample one more track before you commit, let's try this one. A McCartney-esque tune called The Grim Trucker, a three-minute mini-opera with smart transitions, a toe-tapping beat, and some well-placed whistling.
Some say if we get it right in this life, then we never come back. We never come back. We never come back.
From Ron Sexsmith, we segue towards a record from another critically acclaimed but just left-of-center singer-songwriter, Erin McEwen. Officially, her new record, Sing You Sinners, is being billed as, quote, a mischievous take on the not-so-standard entries in the American songbook. What's that mean? It means McEwen and some friends spent 4 days deconstructing old standards and jazz tunes, only instead of by-the-book renditions, these are fun and funky versions. Takes that twist the instrumentation and vocals into something truly new. To see what I mean, try this one. A version of Get Happy, a song made famous, of course, by Judy Garland.
Forget your troubles and just get happy. You gotta chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land.
That's Erin McEwen, and what's terrific about Sing You Sinners is the attitude, or lack of it. This is a fun, playful record, and while most of the songs are from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and in many cases so obscure most of us have never heard of the originals, what's really interesting is how well the lone original fits the tone of the record. Melody is a song by Erin McEwen about a girl named Melody. And tell me this isn't just pure old fun.
Oh, Melody, why won't you come and visit me? What a pleasure it would be to have a little melody. Oh, Melody, come on, sit upon my knee. I promise not to be naughty. Could I have a little melody? Oh, please don't make me beg and plead. Don't you know how flat my songs would be without a melody?
Our suggested download of the week comes from a Canadian group that, like Ron Sexsmith, are only now seeing the belated American release of their new album. Sloan's Never Heard the End of It features 30 songs on one disc. Some are just 50 seconds, some 4 minutes. If you remember Sloan from their days at Geffen Records, where they were essentially the Foo Fighters before the Foo Fighters were cool, then this record won't be much of a surprise. It's a return to form, full of jangly, good-time pop songs. And while any record with 30 tunes screams buyer beware, This one's a guaranteed pleaser. A song called Who Taught You to Live Like That? Take a listen. That's Sloan. Now let us introduce you to a new feature, something we'll call Mediocre Song, Better Record. From the UK comes The Good, The Bad, and The Queen, a new project featuring Damon Albarn of Blur and the Gorillaz, Paul Simonon of The Clash, and Simon Tong of The Verve. Their full-length record is 2 weeks away, and obviously the Brits are excited, not the least because this British supergroup is produced by Danger Mouse. And yet their album's first single, Herculean, is just okay. Not bad, not great. It's available now as a single song download from iTunes, and it's not so much that the song's bad, it's just that the rest of the record's far more risky and interesting. Here's a taste to help you decide if the single's something you need to own.
And the medicine man here 24/7, you can get it fast in Armageddon, everyone on the way to heaven. So
that's The Good, The Bad, and The Queen. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Mr. Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.